Research conducted by Vito Intervac has shown heating swine transport vehicles after cleaning is effective in killing disease-causing pathogens. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Scientists with the University of Saskatchewan, the Prairie Swine Center, the Prairie Agricultural Machinery Institute, and Vito Intervac, in partnership with Swine Innovation Pork, are working to speed up the washing and disinfection of swine transport vehicles. Dr. Volker Gertz, the Associate Director of Research with Vito Intervac, says Vito's primary role has been to verify the inactivation of pathogens, including 6 bacteria and 6 viruses, using heat.
They include, for example, in the viruses, the PED virus or the PRRS virus, important viruses, but there's also 6 bacteria that are very important. In terms of methods, we looked at the various inactivation methods, so heat and then also looking at pH and disinfectants. But really, as part of this project, it's our role to confirm that the heat that is being used in some of these baking units inactivates the pathogens. So there is already units in the field. The industry is using this approach already after cleaning, washing, and disinfecting the baking the trailers, and this is something that is currently being done. The various units are using slightly different temperatures and slightly different schedules. So really, our role in this project is to verify that certain temperatures completely inactivate the pathogens. So to answer your question, it's really a combination of temperature and time. So I can't really give you all of those. But if you were to go with a high temperature, like 80 degrees, for example, that would be sufficient to kill most pathogens within minutes. If you were to go with 70 or 65 degrees, then you're probably looking more at like 15 minutes or something like that.
Dr. Gertz says the next step is to develop approaches to ensure the cleaning and baking is done in a way that inactivates all of the pathogens. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.